Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local college has added a personal note to recruiting students. Let's go in-depth with Kathy Cole with Simpson College. Kathy, can you tell me about Simpson's Right to Recruit campaign?
Sure. So this is a multi-layered campaign that we came up with that's been successful at other schools. We have students who have to go through a couple steps before they're officially Simpson students. And so a lot of students will go through the application process and get admitted, but then they have to pay a deposit before they're officially Simpson students. And sometimes that's just a little bit of a hurdle for them for one reason or another. And so this year we decided to really give them a personal touch and create a relationship with them. So first we had alumni write to these students who were admitted to the university, but hadn't yet taken that final step. And so they wrote notes to these students from their perspective to tell them what a lovely time they had had at Simpson and their 4 years on campus, but also told them about their outcomes and how there's a Simpson education really was a tremendous value in their lives and that they went on to these lives of impact. And the response was tremendous. We had 100 alumni volunteer to write 10 cards each, and they did, and it was amazing. And the students have been posting on social media with their cards, and it's just been kind of cool. And some of them have kind of hooked up on social media, and so they've been chatting back and forth, so the alums and the students. Then this week, we had our faculty. We had 7 different scenes around campus and faculty engaging with students on these really bright postcards. And we had our faculty come into our offices up here in Hillman Hall, and we had them write just short messages to these students to tell them what it would be like in the classroom or what they might expect as an educational outcome. And we kept everybody socially distant. Everybody had to wear a mask, and we sanitized in between our guests. And then the cabinet, we all into our personal funds dipped in, and we bought gift cards to local establishments. Some of us offered to bake a cake at the convenience of whoever won the prize. Our dean is taking some people out golfing. Our president is having dinner and drinks on her deck. So we offer all these different prizes up. Coach Jeter's gonna do a football 101 training session. So people who participated could earn these prizes. And so they wrote 1,200 postcards this week, and they hit the mail. And then our board of trustees will be following up with phone calls to some of these students. So we really wanted to create a personal relationship with these students through not only note cards and postcards and fun things that come in the mail, but also with that personal connection with different members of our community so that they would feel warm and welcome about joining our family.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Kathy Cole with Simpson College. Well, that's quite an effort that to reach out personally to all of those students, and the reaction has been positive, I presume.
Oh, it overwhelmingly positive.
And so are you going to have a large freshman class, do you hope or suspect?
Bob, actually, across the nation, freshman numbers are lagging behind where they were even last year and the year before that. I mean, there is no baseline for this year, right? Because COVID, and there wasn't a baseline for last year, but nationally across the board, students just aren't moving at the pace that they would have 2 years ago. They're making decisions later. They're applying later. They're not filling out their FAFSA like they would, the free application for federal student aid like they would. So we're really just seeing, I call it the year in molasses, where it, you know, it's just taking everybody just a little bit longer to take the step and the next step and the next step. I am hoping that we will have a robust class this year, and certainly a class that knows how much they're valued here at Simpson College.
It's really a big step that I wouldn't have thought of. A lot of the things that come from colleges are just, I mean, they try to be personal, but there's nothing personal like a handwritten note or card. I mean, there's nothing that can compare. Not the nicest type font, the nicest greeting, the nicest graphic. It's not the same.
It's just not the same. When I was at a previous institution, I would write to every single student. I was the vice president of enrollment, marketing, and communication. And when I was there, I would write to every single student who applied. So they got a personal handwritten note from me, encouraging them to move forward in the process. And so many parents and students commented about what a big difference that made to them, that someone reached out, and they, so many of them sent me pictures of the note on their fridges. So people used to joke with me about that, and I got a lot of refrigerator magnets out of it, but it does make a difference. People want to know that they're not just a number, that they really are a person. And I included my business card in every one of those notes so that people had a name to call. And I told them to call me for anything, because I would then direct them to whomever they needed, right? Because you just need a starting point. And if I'm not the right person, I'll get you to the right person immediately. And so that's what we're trying to do here too. And now they have three different people that they can contact if they need anything. And then at the same time, we're sort of doing the same thing with parents. We're reaching out to them in different ways than we have before, so that they know when they drop their student off, that they're dropping them off in a community that cares and someone that's going to take care of their student, but also be there as a resource for the family as well.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Kathy Cole with Simpson College. Well, I'm just amazed in the sense that these are handwritten.
Yep.
Because I don't handwrite anything anymore. I don't know if I get bored, and it seems to take forever to write a check. That would be tedious for me. It would be hard.
Right. And I think some folks did struggle. They were sitting up here and it took them an hour to write seven, but they came up here and they gave an hour and they wrote seven. And to those seven students who get those cards, imagine back when you were in college, if a faculty member had written to you or a board of trustees member had called you, like what a difference that makes. And these faculty, I mean, the cards, the regular postcards, like 4x6. And so they were just squeezing in everything they could and writing as tiny as they could, note to self next year, 6x9. But they were just squeezing everything they could in. And some of them brought their laptops and they were connecting into our student system so that they had personal details that they could add into the notes. And some of them were making sure that if they were checking to make sure that if they'd spoken to the student, they could refer to that. And it was just really, and this huge effort of caring on our campus to reach out to these students and let them know just how much we care about them and that's going to continue once they're here with us as students.
Well, I'm flashing back to my freshman year in school, and I just felt sort of nameless and faceless, and that I didn't matter at all. It was sink or swim.
Right. I mean, 426-921 was my student number. And I mean, I'm 52 now and I still remember, like, that just rolls off my tongue because that's how I was known at my alma mater. And here we really, like, Coach Jeter knows your name. The president knows your name when you're walking by, and people stop and greet you by name. And it happens all day, every day here. And so you really are a name, not a number. And this is our way of demonstrating it. So I think it really does matter.
Well, it's priceless. It seems that it's, you're not on your own. It's like everybody's on your team.
Yeah. So actually, Dr. Bob, we're going through a brand clarification process that I talked to you about earlier, and we're just rolling it out now. And one of the things, the main thing that bubbled to the top was that we are wholly committed to the success of every student. That's our brand. From the folks who get here at 4 o'clock in the morning to make sure that campus is safe to open, meaning, you know, the ice is cleared, that there's no tree branches down, that the sidewalks are blown free of leaves and so it's not slippery, to the night watchmen who are around to make sure that people can get into their cars and they don't lock themselves out, to the faculty in the classroom, to the clerks who are working down in the records office to make sure that the grades get transcribed, to the president of the university, to you name it, here at this institution, we're here to make sure every student succeeds.
What that then allows you to do is, once you know somebody so well, you recognize their strengths and weaknesses and then how to effectively help them be what they want to be and can be, rather than setting up all of these intellectual hurdles in their way that everybody has to clear exactly the same way at the same time.
Yes, you absolutely hit it on the head. That's exactly what it is. You know, it's Dean Wohl working with Vice President Levine to make sure that it's whole person learning. So we've got this student who is, you know, excelling tremendously in chemistry, but maybe struggling a little bit with connecting with the right social group. And so those two vice presidents can come together and they can marshal the troops and make sure that we've got the right programming in place and getting everybody together and working in sync to make sure that student has a really holistic educational experience, and that when they leave here, they don't just have an education, but they have a transformational learning experience that really has no boundaries. They can learn and become anything they want to be. And because we do get to know the students so well and we have small class sizes, it's not just to brag about on a postcard. It's really so that we do get to know the students, and that when we're walking across campus, we can see if someone's having a bad day because we know them so well. And we can, you know, pop over and say, hey, and see what's going on, and, you know, take care of things as they happen rather than be reactive.
And so all the students, what that students have to bring is a work ethic, a curiosity, a goal of wanting to be somebody and do great things.
Pretty much, and wear the red and gold, and we'll take care of the rest.
Thanks to Kathy Cole for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.